We praise you, Lord, this morning. We thank you for victories. We pray again and lift up those that we are praying for that are in hospital. We thank you for Elder James. Thank you for the improvement, the daily improvement and recovery in his health. We thank you for Linda. We started to pray for yesterday. I was involved in an accident from a drunken driver. And Lord, we know that you're going to bring her out of that coma situation. You're going to bring her out, Lord. And you're going to glorify yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, Lord, as always, we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord, for everything that you do and everything that you continue to do. And sometimes we don't thank the Lord enough. We just rush through everything. But I just want to take, you know, a little bit of time this morning just to praise the Lord for his goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We honor you. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Good morning and good afternoon again, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome. I trust that it is well with everybody. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for being here with us. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And the Lord is going to bless us in fellowship together this morning. So you stay right here and don't go away and don't let the devil distract you, you know, because the Lord has a blessing for us all today. Well, first of all, let me ask you how it is going with you. I trust that it is well with you, well with your families, in the name of Jesus. So let the peace of God that passes understanding be with you in Jesus' name today and every day. Let the goodness and the mercies of God follow you every day. Let his kindness, even as he said, my kindness will not depart from you, you know, and neither the covenant, my covenant of peace will not depart from you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we want to thank God for continually being with us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All right. Well, I did have the mind to continue and finish out, you know, our lesson from yesterday and the book of Psalm that we're reading. But guess what? The Lord will have something else on here this morning. And I know you're going to be blessed. Praise God. You're going to be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to listen to this song for just a few minutes, and we'll get into today's lesson. Praise the Lord. See if I can get the song playing here. Seems to be some problem with my other device this morning. So I'll leave that alone. Maybe I'll play it later. But I want to read to us a story and a prophetic word for us here this morning. Praise the Lord. The blessing of this day will come to you in just a moment. Father, as always, I thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and the Lord gives understanding even to the simple. Let that light bring gladness and joy into our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm going to read. The Holy Spirit, he switched it this morning. So let me read from Genesis chapter 8. And we're going to verse 4, but let me read from verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. Now listen to this prophetic declaration upon this room today. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually, even until the 10th month. And even on the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. So today, prophetic 717, entering into that season of rest from the storms that the Lord has promised. This story of Noah, storms, stress, chaos, fear all over the place. I mean, those people, maybe Noah tried to settle their hearts down, but as the ark was being tossed up and down from side to side, nobody really knew when the storms would end. And day after day, day after day, day after day, it just seemed like there was no end in sight. And it went on for 150 days. Their hearts, for the most part, were in their mouth throughout that time, not knowing whether they would survive. Of course, Noah knew it because of the word of the Lord. But on a particular day, we are told, on a particular day, that the ark rested on Mount Ararat. And it turns out that day was the 17th day of the 7th month, even at such a time as this. Today, the 17th day of this 7th month, may you enter into that rest that the Lord has been speaking of, since the beginning of this month. Those storms and your ark that is being tossed up and down, you thought you were in a safe place. These people thought they were in a safe place. They entered into the ark. But I guarantee you that thing was tossed up and down the whole place for day after day, week after week, month after month. Well, finally, the Bible says that the Lord remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him, even in the ark. And the Lord began to bring the waters backwards. That's right. He began to roll things backwards. They began to recede backwards and continually decreased. So from this day forth, let me make this declaration by the Spirit of the Lord, everyone that's in this room today. We've been speaking about it since the beginning of the month. And I've said to the room that we're going to be declaring rest throughout this month. It is the beginning of months for you. This shall be the beginning of months for you, for a season of rest. And God is going to bring you. I'm going to pray that prayer over the room right now, that on this 17th day of this seventh month, all the topsy-turvy up and down, the tossing of the waves and the billows and so on and so forth that have been going on, even as this scripture declares, that God will remember you and bring that ark to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Hallelujah. Just picture that. You know, every day for the past 5 months, they've been going through all kinds of tossing up and down, waves and billows. I mean, nobody ever seen anything such like it. They never even knew if they could come out of it alive. Well, Noah had the word of the Lord. You know, others that were there with him, his family, you know, perhaps not so much. But, you know, as they began to go through it day after day, hoping and thinking and perhaps, you know, praying, it didn't seem to stop. In fact, you know, it got worse and worse and worse. But finally, see, there is a time for everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There is always a time for everything. The storm, even the storm that God commanded, could not last forever. There had to come a time that God will bring an end to it. Because to everything, there is a season. And there is a time to every purpose under heaven. There is a time for the storms to beat up against the boat and the ark, toss it up and down all over the place. You know, it's a time for the waters to continue to rise. It's a time that the people were fearing in their hearts as to the outcome of this storm. But then there is a time coming of calm and of rest. That's a time when the Lord will look and see that it is enough, and let the waters begin to roll back. Let the sea billows be rolled back. Let the storms be assuaged. Let them cease. And let there come rest for the ark. And let it come and land safely upon the mountains of Ararat. Now, your storms, the tempests, and I guarantee you, everybody in this room has had their fair share since the beginning of this year, and perhaps even before. And it seems like, you know, no matter what we talk about, how we try to encourage, how we pray, it all seems like, you know, this stuff just keeps happening. But at the end of it all, we see on a day such as this that the Lord looked down, hallelujah, and began to bring things to come to pass for you as ordained it. We've been talking about this in the beginning of this month. And this day, I found this scripture that the Lord led me to this morning as I was preparing to do the second half of the Psalm 18 that we did yesterday. And I said, well, the seventh month, the 17th day, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. I mean, what a prophetic significance that would be for you. Hallelujah. So I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. So that's the reason I say that through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Yeah, I've learned to trust in Jesus. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for all the storms that He has brought me through. 'Cause if I'd never known or had any problems, I would never have known that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in His word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Let me tell you that through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have learned through the storms and through it all to trust in Jesus. But God will give His people rest. My presence, He said, will go with you and I will give you rest. And I want to declare over the room prophetically today that the Lord will bring the ark, your ark, to the mountain tops and cause it to rest. And from this day forth, God will continue to make the waters to recede and decrease continually. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I remember that on October 1, 2022, the Lord gave us this scripture, you know, that the top of the mountains was seen. And may the Lord cause a repeat from now through the rest of these months. These waters continually rolling back. Instead of rolling over you, the Lord begins to roll back the waters. The Lord can command, and He has already done so. The east wind, He can command the wind to come and roll back the storms. Now there is a series of storms that several of us have been going through. We've even been hearing some testimonies in this room and different things that have been people going through. You know, but now the Lord is going to make a wind to pass over those storms and cause them to go backwards. The fountains also of the deep will be stopped. Hallelujah. There is a stoppage that the Lord has called for on this 17th day of this seventh month to cause your ark that has been in the process of being tossed up and down, blown from side to side, what has coming and going and so forth, and not knowing what the day will bring, the Lord says, at such a time, I call for the rest. Let the ark come to a full calm and rest, even upon the mountains of Ararat. I'm going to pray over the room now for those who have been troubled. You know, you've been going through yourself, your family. We heard many things in this room over the last few months. And your situations, your job, your career, your this, your that, just been all kinds of billows, like sea billows rolling, trying to roll over you, trying to overwhelm you. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord today. And let's pray for one another. And here is what the word of the Lord says concerning the situations that you have been through. He says, when thou passest through the waters, hallelujah, I will be with thee. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When those storms come against your ark, which you thought was your resting and safe place, and toss you up and down from side to side, to the point that you are afraid from one day to the next, and you don't even know what it's going to be. When will this storm cease? The people ask Noah every day. But you said God is going to protect us and bring us out. But it didn't seem like it. It got worse and worse. Darkness everywhere. And it got storms and everywhere. And everything, every living thing that was in that ark were afraid. But God has his hand upon it. And at the appointed time, at the time that God appointed, he caused the fountains to stop. And he caused the waters to recede and continue to decrease until he brought that ark to a place of rest. Father, I pray for everyone that's in this room today, those who are in the listening lounge and those who are on stage. Now, this prayer is for you. This prophetic word is for you today, especially those of you being tossed up and down. So we've been facing so many things. Remember, the word of the Lord toward us this from the beginning of this month. It shall be the month of rest and the beginning of months for you. So I pray for everyone that's in this room this morning. And I'm going to do this quickly, and I want you to join me in this prayer as we release this word over this room. Hallelujah. I need everyone that's in this room, whether you are in the chat room, or you are on stage, as I begin to release this prayer over this room today, we need to be in agreement because this word is coming for you. It was targeted just for you. That's right. I need you to put the word amen in the chat room. That's an indication of your agreement to the prayer as we release it over you today. So are you ready? You know, the Lord I called for the time, and the Holy Spirit is so amazing. Now, O Lord, I pray, put your amen in the chat room, whether you are on stage or in the audience. If you need this time of rest, you need this refreshing that the Lord is ushering in, beginning today. Hallelujah. No matter what has happened before up till now, I command and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, just like the Bible says here, that the Lord caused a wind to pass over all these storms and everything, roll them backwards in the name of Jesus. These storms shall not overwhelm you. Now the Lord strengthen the ark, your ark that's been tossed up and down. Ah, it's coming now. Be anchored on Mount Ararat and be in a place of rest. Now I pray rest and I declare rest for the people of God. The Bible says there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. And that's you. And this rest is from the storms in particular. The storms that have almost blown you away. You're recovering as soon as you're trying to recover from one day, more storms come through. Seems like the fountains are broken up. The gates of heaven pour down upon that ark. Pour down upon every living creature that's not in that ark. Pour down upon even the vegetation. Pour down upon the ark. Pour down on everything. But even those who are in the ark, they didn't know if they were going to make it. But the Lord said, yes. Yes, you will make it. Let there be a calm and a peace. Restful peace come upon the people. Just like Jesus. He rebuked the storm. And he said, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the waves obey him. Well, the manner of the Son of God is who he is. And now, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to the storms in the lives of everyone that said amen this morning to this prayer. Let the Lord roll back those storms prophetically today, being the seventeenth day of the seventh month, even as it was in the days of Noah. Remember, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. So will it be at the end? Well, as it was in the days of Noah, with the storm and all, and on the 17th day of the seventh month, even in the days of Noah, the ark came to a rest. Now, I invoke the word of God that said, as it was in the days of Noah. Hallelujah. I invoke that word in this room today for everyone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let the name of the Lord be glorified. Even in this word today. Thus saith the Lord, even thy maker. He that stretched forth the heavens alone and established even the curtains thereof and spread abroad even the earth by myself. Said I frustrated the tokens of the liars. Hallelujah. Turn backwards, not only madmen, but also backwards the sea billows. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I am the Lord that performeth the counsel of my messengers and watches over their word that they speak in my name. And as I speak this in the name of the Lord watch over the word in Jesus' name. All you got to do is believe. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you believe that all things are possible? You've been in the storm so long, it's actually sometimes hard to believe that the storm will actually cease. Those people were there for so long, day after day, day after day, day after day. They'd never seen anything like it for 5 straight months. But then the Lord said, enough already. Praise God. And he began to order everything to move backwards. Let the dry land come up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the top of the mountains be seen. It's within reach now. Glory to God. The ark is coming to a rest. Beginning on the 17th day of the 7th month for you, even as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end, saith the Lord. And now, O Lord, we thank you for a time of rest from the storms. Enough already. Close up those gates that are pouring down the storms against the people of God. Let them be closed up. I am he that openeth, and no man can shut. But also, when I shut, no man can open. The Lord will shut the doors against the floods that are trying to sweep you away. It will not overwhelm you, he said. Praise God. And I pray for you. I pray for your families, your children, your spouses, your parents. I pray for all that concerneth you, your business, your job situation, your health. Hallelujah. The health of your families, your loved ones that may be in hospital. Hallelujah. And maybe even fighting for their lives. I pray that the Lord will reverse those storms, beginning even today. We begin to hear testimonies of the goodness of the Lord for God's people. Hallelujah. Now, let the storms hear my voice today. Even as it was, when the storms heard the voice, when they heard the voice of the Master Jesus, he said, let there be a calm. Say, peace, be still. He rebuked the storm. Hallelujah. Now I rebuke the storm by calling forth the name of the Lord over it and say, let there be a calm. Let these storms cease and let them be rolled backwards. And let the ark, your ark, come to a place of rest. Even prophetically on the 17th day of the 7th month, in Jesus' name. Peace unto every one of you. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. And peace. We pray for health for everyone. In your bones, in your body. Upon every and into every organ that's comprised in that body. The Lord bring forth health in the name of Jesus. We pray for stability. Hallelujah. Whereas the enemy say, I will destabilize you. I will bring so many things against you that you'll be so confused. You run from, you know, pillar to post, helter skelter and all that. The Lord said, well, it is enough. Let the ark come to a rest. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. The fury of the oppressor is broken, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. The fury of the storms, the fury of the tempest, has slammed against your ark from every side for months now. The Lord said, well, it is time for the ark to come to a place of rest. Glory to God. Now, O Lord, I pray that you strengthen the heart of your people. He said, let not your heart be afraid. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. The Lord has commanded this time of rest. I mean, what a word that the Lord gave us beginning of this month. And it will be the beginning of months for you, and it will be a month of rest. It will be a Shabbat. And we blew the trumpet, and we sounded it. We call forth the Sabbath of rest. And the Lord called forth the month of months. And he had chosen this particular day to remind us and giving us this prophetic look back unto the days of Noah, which even Jesus himself said, as in the days of Noah, so will it be even at the end. And even as in the days of Noah, on the 17th day of the seventh month, the Lord caused the ark to come to a resting place, so shall it be even now. Let the word which the Master spoke concerning the days of Noah, let them be established upon us even today. That even as the ark came to a resting place upon the top of Mount Ararat, on the 17th day of that seventh month, so let it be for us who are in this room today, and those who are listening later on, and those to whom or with whom you might share the lesson. On this 17th day of this seventh month, let there be rest for that ark. Let it come to a place of rest in the name of Jesus. And at the burdens of Pharaoh and his tactics to overladen the people with burdens, let them be rolled back in the name of Jesus Christ. And now look, you see it. You will see the sea billows rolling back. And God's showing it to some of you already. Praise God. And by faith, we see it too. Glory to God. But we walk by faith in his word and not by the sight of our natural eyes. But we have sight. We have spiritual sight. We are sighted folks. You know, we're not unsighted. We are sighted folks in the spirit. We can see. Blessed are your eyes that see, Jesus said. That's right. Now we can see what the Lord is doing. And see what the Lord is doing and see what the Lord has done will be our song. Going forward into the rest of this year, may you be singing that song of victory. And the people will say, what great things the Lord hath wrought for them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that wasn't what I started out thinking I was going to do this morning. But that's what I ended up doing. Because the Lord called for it. And I'm going to do a strange thing here this morning. Yield my mic this early into the room. I will do the other thing tomorrow, by the grace of God. Close out that psalm that we were reading yesterday. It's not going to be today. But right now, right here, this is the day of liberty and the day of rest. And I proclaim it as such for you. In Jesus' name. You know, God has his numbers in the Bible for a reason. I don't know why he had to tell us those things. You can just tell the story without putting any dates or significance to it. But he did. And God used it to inspire us to believe this morning. So, emerge out of the troubles and believe in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.